And so Jesus tells us today that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. So as we go out this weekend, we know it's a holiday of Memorial Weekend, so that a lot of people are out not only camping and having fun, but also visiting the cemeteries to remember their loved ones. You know, last year when I was doing that, I had the opportunity to visit my grandfather's graves on both sides of my family, and there was one that I was particularly close to. We used to go out to his house during the summer months as kids and help him because he had a rental property in northeast Minneapolis that he used to rent out to make some extra money. And so he would go out and take care of it. But as he got older, it was getting a little bit harder for him to manage. So my dad would send us out to assist him. And he was very kind and would usually pay us a little bit for the work we were helping him to do around the house. One of the things we always had to do was to mow the lawn and clean up the lawn. And my brother and I, our job was to not only help him mow, but also to sweep the sidewalks and all the grass off the sidewalk after we got done cutting so they were nice and clean. I remember one day we were goofing off and we were taking the broom that we were using to clean the sidewalks, and we were swatting at bees that were in the area, playing this little game, seeing if we could swat one of them. And I remember it was my turn, and I was coming down particularly hard on one bee that was frustrating me because he was outflying my swings, and the broom hit the sidewalk, and it broke. And I thought, oh no, because this is a brand new broom. So I had to go tell my grandfather what I was doing and that I wasn't doing the work, but I was goofing off and now this had happened. And so I did find him, and as I apologized, he gently listened, and then he looked at me and he paused for a second and very quietly he said, well, I appreciate the apology, but, you know, sorry doesn't fix the brew. And so went back to my work with my brother. He kind of left me to think about that for a little bit. Of course, I felt guilty and I wondered what I could do to fix the situation. And after a while, I approached my grandfather again, and with the help of the Holy Spirit guiding me and teaching me in that moment, I just said to my grandfather, you know what, just keep the money that you normally would give me, grandfather, and use that to get a brand new broom. And then he knew that I got the lesson that the Holy Spirit was trying to teach me through him. And so he smiled and he said, you know, it's okay, I'll still pay you, but just try and do things right the next time. And so I've always remembered this because this was a significant teaching moment for me growing up from the Holy Spirit. And I learned for the first time, I think, in my life what true responsibility was. The Holy Spirit that was working in me because I was baptized in the Holy Spirit was teaching me that sometimes just saying a simple sorry and going on with our lives is not enough. In some cases, sometimes there has to be some restitution for what we have done, or at least the offer of restitution. Making amends, of course, in this way brings us back to the peace that the Holy Spirit wants us to have in our hearts. And all those who are baptized have received that gift, the first fruits of the Holy Spirit. Jesus today calls him the Advocate, which is usually translated as the Helper. God's Spirit is our helper and guide, of course, throughout our life. Jesus promised the Spirit would come to us so that he could remain with us even after he ascended into heaven. And it is the same Spirit that constantly strengthens us and nourishes us in both the good times and the bad times of life. When things go great for us and we feel joyful, it's the Spirit that inspires us to give thanks to God for all these blessings. And when we have sinned, the Spirit urges us to repent and try and make things right. When we're afraid, the Spirit instills in us the courage to confront our fears, gives us the grace to conquer them. When we are angry, the Spirit teaches us to let go to forgive and then restore us to peace. When we're being too selfish, the Spirit urges us to be more charitable and loving and selfless. And when we are confused, the Holy Spirit gives us that guidance and direction we need. And when we're discouraged, it's the Holy Spirit that reminds us just how much God loves us. And so why would anyone not want these wonderful gifts? We all get that, or we wouldn't be here today to receive them, because they're very much distributed to us at the Mass. And yet some refuse them because they want to do it their way, or perhaps they think they have a better way. And this is sad to see, because these folks never find true peace in their hearts. And where there is no peace, we know that there can only be anger and violence. We see that in our world, in our society today. As we look back on this last year, there are over 1.6 million abortions worldwide, at least 15 major conflicts and wars going on, usually based on greed. In the United States alone, there were 16,000 murders last year and 11 million other crimes of a violent nature. And we know that these are the fruits of not living in the Spirit, for they produce that anger and that fear, that hate and confusion. And yet we know that the Holy Spirit's fruits are just the opposite. Wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, holiness, knowledge, and respect for the Lord. And it's these fruits that point out to the world just what a true Christian really is. And so instead of people asking, why are you so angry all the time, or why are you so afraid or judgmental, or why is your community so unfriendly, wouldn't it be nice if they asked us, how do you stay so calm and loving and joyful, kind and friendly, even while you're carrying the cross at certain times in your life? And our answer will be that we don't. We don't do this on our own, but we do this with the help and the blessing of the Holy Spirit through our own prayer life with Him. And so we are called as Christians to remain open to the Holy Spirit's direction in our prayer. We'll feel the Spirit's urgings in our hearts and our conscience every time we come to Mass and receive the Holy Eucharist in a state of grace, but also throughout the day as we pray. But if we don't acknowledge those urgings by being open to them, we'll miss out on valuable opportunities to bring God's light and love to others in our lives. So today, in preparation for the celebration of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, just a couple weeks away, let us continue to pray to the Holy Spirit in our hearts, saying, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle us always in the fire of your love.